11.6. Control your emotions. Strong emotions can impair you just the same as alcohol or a controlled substance. Any condition that interferes with your judgment or reasoning abilities makes you an unsafe driver. Emotional distress of any kind, anger, sadness, depression, anxiety, any of these emotions can affect your concentration and your ability to make clear decisions. Just like when you take alcohol or another drug, it's up to you to take responsibility for your own behavior and your own judgment. You have to recognize when you are not in the proper condition to be behind the wheel. Anger is a very dangerous emotional state. As a driving community, we're only now beginning to address the subject of road rage, letting other drivers' bad habits provoke you to become hostile. You might be feeling anger even before you get into your vehicle, and that's when you have to take a good look at yourself and decide whether you can calm yourself down. Maybe you just had a fight with someone you love or something happened at work to make you upset. Can you let go of those feelings before you start driving? If you can't, you are driving impaired. You become impulsive, taking unnecessary risks, and reacting irrationally to other drivers. If you can't control your anger, stay off the road. Take a walk or do breathing exercises until you can calm yourself down. Besides anger, other emotions can impair your ability to drive, such as sadness, depression, or anxiety. You're less alert and you're not giving your full concentration to driving safely. These kinds of emotions can last a long time, and it's important for you to recognize when you're not capable of driving your best. If you have to, find someone else to drive during the time that you are recovering from strong emotions. Don't risk being behind the wheel when you're preoccupied with other problems. Even happiness can be a dangerous emotional state. If you're daydreaming or too busy thinking about some good news you've received to focus on safe driving, you could be creating an unsafe situation. Always be aware of your state of mind. Any kind of distress or strong emotion can interfere with your driving abilities, making you an impaired driver, one who is endangering others and violating the law by being on the road. Look at yourself objectively and decide if you really have the focus and alertness you need to safely use a motor vehicle. If you have any doubt, wait. Give yourself time to calm down and concentrate on safe driving. Do you know what aggressive driving is? Aggressive driving is driving in a way that shows a lack of courtesy to other drivers and creates dangerous situations. At one time or another, we all catch ourselves driving aggressively. The most important way to prevent aggressive driving is to be aware of our own behavior. Try to increase your awareness right now by taking this quick self-assessment test. Using the guide below, click on the number that best describes you while driving and facing certain circumstances. 1. If you never have negative thoughts. 2. If you sometimes have negative thoughts. 3. If it happens frequently. 4. If you feel negative all the time while you're driving. Be honest with yourself and take a minute to think about your answers. First, we're going to look at your level of road annoyance. When you become annoyed with another driver, how often do you find yourself cursing out loud or muttering to yourself? When someone cuts you off, how annoyed do you generally become? When someone in front of you is going too slow, how annoyed do you become? How annoyed are you when someone tailgates you? If you are involved in a fender bender, how annoyed do you become? If other drivers make obscene gestures at you for what they perceive to be your mistakes, how annoyed do you become? If other drivers beep their horns at you for what they perceive to be your mistakes, how much does that annoy you? When you are stuck in traffic, how annoyed do you become? If someone takes your parking space, how much does that annoy you? When you get annoyed while driving, do you find that it affects your life after you get out of the car? Your average score is, if you tended to be a 4 or even a 3 most of the time, then you are at risk of becoming excessively angry and your health is being impacted. The next quiz looks at how your driving is influenced by different moods. 1. Never. 2. Sometimes. 3. Frequently. 4. All of the time. When you are very tired, how inclined are you to be more irritable and angry? When you're already angry, how much more likely are you to express your anger while driving? If you've had anything to drink, how much more likely are you to express your anger while driving? If you are feeling ill, how much more likely are you to express your anger while driving? If you have children arguing in the car, how much more likely are you to express your anger while driving? If you are hungry, how much more likely are you to express your anger while driving? If you have passengers, how much more will this add to your anger if you feel disrespected by another driver? How much of a release of tension is angry driving for you? Your average score is... If you tended to be a 4 or even a 3 most of the time, then you are at risk of becoming excessively angry and your health is being impacted. Pay close attention to the answers and be aware when you are likely to be angrier and driving more dangerously than you may realize. You may have to take special precautions to ensure that you don't let yourself become an aggressive driver. Another dangerous impairment is fatigue. If you're ever driving and you get very tired, the best thing you could do for everybody is to get off the road. Go to a 7-Eleven or a Shell station because they're well lit and you're protected, and rest for a while. It's amazing how 5 minutes of rest can help you when you're fatigued. Before you get back behind the wheel again, do some exercise. Jump up and down, do some jumping jacks, jog down the block and back. Get your blood circulating and your heart pumping. You will feel and see so much better. Drink coffee. Go ahead and have one if it's going to keep you alive behind the wheel. Truck drivers will sometimes mix a chocolate milkshake and coffee together when they take long trips. The chocolate and caffeine will give you a boost. So get off the side of the road, get some coffee, relax a little bit, rest, lie down and close your eyes, then do some high-energy exercises before you get back behind the wheel. Other suggestions for staying awake: 1. Turn on the air conditioning. 2. Roll down the window. 3. Turn the radio on. 4. Sing with the radio. The next time you're going to take a long road trip, get at least 7 hours of sleep consistently. Plan to drive when you're normally awake. Enlist the help of passengers to stay awake and alert. Plan rest stops before you leave. Pull over every 3 hours and rest for 20 minutes. Stop and get something to eat. Exercise before getting back behind the wheel. Continuously move your eyes. It will keep you more alert. Too many times we take driving for granted as an autopilot event, but driving is never really a routine activity. Each time we start the ignition, we are going to encounter a different set of circumstances behind the wheel than we did the day before, based on how we feel physically, mentally, and emotionally, the weather, the conditions of the roadway and vehicle, the other drivers traveling, pedestrians we may encounter, and distractions that may be present. Sometimes these changes are subtle and at times more apparent. Driving is a complex task that requires constant focus and attention to changing stimuli. Final advice: people are not afraid to drive a car. People are afraid to fly in a plane and, lately, to ride on a train. Answer this question. Your chances of being involved in a car crash are 1 in 3, 1 in 25, 1 in 1,000, 1 in 100,000. Your chance of being in a plane crash is 1 in 15 million. Your chance of being involved in a train crash when you're on a train is 1 in 1 million. Your chance of being involved in an automobile crash once a year is 1 in 25. Your chance of being in a collision sometime during your life in which someone is injured or killed is 1 in 75. Not really good odds, but we're afraid to fly and sometimes to ride a train, but not afraid to drive an automobile. You should be afraid to drive. You should take precautionary steps to avoid becoming just another statistic. You have to realize that your car is a loaded weapon. It is like a gun you're shooting at a crowded freeway or roadway. You should take the steps to learn how to not become a statistic by being a safer driver. There are over 200 million drivers on the road today in this country. There were over 5.5 million collisions on the road in 2009. 28% of these crashes resulted in an injury or death. It's too bad we don't all have our own little private road to drive on. We wouldn't have to watch out for so many things that might cause a crash. Don't you see many people out there who believe they own the road? Common courtesy is missing out there, and sometimes you have to lead the way by saying, "Today I'm going to be the one to be nice to somebody out there on the road." It does come back to you. So maybe wave at a pedestrian. Let someone have the space in front of you. Thank somebody for letting you in. Smile behind the wheel. Here's our very own version of the top 10 list of driving offenses. Number 10, getting into a fight, throwing something, or using a weapon. Number 9, using high beams to retaliate. Number 8, braking suddenly to punish a tailgater. Number 7, yelling out the window at another driver or honking to protest. Number 6, making obscene gestures at other drivers. Number 5, speeding. Number 4, tailgating or following too closely. Number 3, going through red lights. Number 2, changing lanes without signaling or crossing several lanes at once. Number 1, drinking and driving. Review some of the major points made during this course. Carry these points with you throughout your driving. 1, losses from traffic crashes are staggering. 2, a positive attitude is your key to survival. 3, traffic laws and regulations are designed to help you and your community. 4. Most crashes can be avoided. 5. If you are in a crash, a properly used safety device will significantly reduce your chances of injury or death. 6. Driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs is like playing a game of Russian roulette with your own life and the lives of others. 7. Stress, anger, fatigue, and other impairments can be just as dangerous and deadly as alcohol and other drugs. If done right, driving can be fun. Take your responsibility seriously when you drive. It's the most important thing you are doing. You should respect that idea every time you get behind the wheel. Remember, drive safely, be courteous, control your emotions, don't drink and drive. Acknowledge, witness, modify, it's the way to drive. 1. Traffic Safety Facts 2011 Overview, 30 April 2013, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 4 November 2013, www.nrd.nhtsa.dot.gov/pub/811753.pdf. Now it's time for your 10th quiz. Click the button below to start. Thanks and good luck!